Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to earnings calls of Precision Camshafts Limited, discuss operational and financial performance for Q1 FY23. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah, Whole-time Director, Business Development. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for being a part of the Precision Camshafts Q1 FY22-23 earnings call. I'm joined today by Mrs. Aroi Devasari from Finance for financial-related questions. In case of any detailed questions on finance, please mail your questions at cs@pclindia.in. We shall provide you answers in a reasonable time. We have submitted the investors presentation for Q1 of FY23 to the stock exchanges on 8th of September 2022, and the same is also available on our website. Investors are requested to refer to the same. I will now start with an overview of the auto industry and then get to the company's performance. The global automotive industry has seen a lot of ups and downs in the last 2 years, and while the demand recovery in India is encouraging, the European region still continues to struggle with higher commodity prices and high energy costs due to the ongoing crisis. There also seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel with regards to the chip shortage issue. I'm happy to share that despite these times, your company has delivered a 33.3% growth in the total income at a standalone level and a 10.9% growth in total income at a consolidated level compared to Q1 of the previous financial year. Compared to last quarter, the total income has decreased by 4.5% to 148 crores on a standalone basis and increased by 3% to 240.9 crores on a consolidated basis. The parent business, PCL India, has grown by 30% over the last year by better asset utilization of the foundries as well as machine shop. Several new camshaft and non-camshaft projects have been awarded to PCL over the last year, which have started serial production and are in the ramp-up phase. We are happy to share that PCL has onboarded several new customers in India and overseas and can see long-term visibility of contracts for the camshaft business. In summary, PCL, as a parent company, continues to enjoy healthy margins and has great visibility for growth in the coming years. MEMCO has seen consistent demand and delivered good top-line and bottom-line results in line with the previous quarters. The management of the company is focused on addition of new business from existing customers as well as new. The company is also focused on technology upgradation and installation of cost-saving programs like solar power, etc. Our group company, MFT, based in Germany, has seen stabilization of business during these difficult times. However, we still see challenges ahead in Europe due to the ongoing crisis. The team at MFT is also focused on bringing new non-engine components to the company's product portfolio. In summary, the group's automotive component business is now well-diversified in terms of product and customer base, where no single customer contributes to more than 20% of revenues and is showing consistent growth in top and bottom line. Now coming to our e-mobility subsidiary EMOS based in the Netherlands, the company has registered significant growth in the last 2 years. EMOS posted a turnover of circa 42 crores in Q1 FY23 compared to 30 crores in the last quarter. However, the company continues to face headwinds in the European market due to severe shortage of component supplies in Europe and a general state of uncertainty. EMOS has not lost any customer business during this period and the order book does continue to look promising. Coming to e-mobility developments in India, the company is developing an electric driveline for sub-4 ton LCVs for the Indian market. There are over 2 million of such LCVs currently running on Indian roads, with 500,000 new ones added each year for various applications such as last mile delivery, waste collection, postal services, etc. The company is focused on bringing a high quality, reliable product to the Indian market while ensuring cost competitiveness by means of high localization. We are in the process of setting up our first EV conversion plant in Solapur and have signed up with several large customers across India. We will only be able to share more details about the hard product and its specifications in the coming quarters. With our growing team in India, the company hopes to build out a sizable EV business in the next 3 to 4 years. Thank you for joining the call, and I will now hand over to Mrs. Devastari for financial update.
Thank you, Karan sir. Good afternoon to all of you. Now coming to the financial performance of the company. Starting with the standalone business performance, Precision Cam Truck Limited, which houses the cam truck businesses, the total income for Q1 FY23 increased by 33.35% Y2Y to 48.35 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY23 reduced by 6.83% year on year to rupees 25.80 crores. PBT for the Q1 FY23 is rupees 15.92 crores and PAT is rupees 12.09 crores. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY23 is 17.39% and the PAT is 88.15%. The total revenue contribution from the export for Q1 FY23 is 55.29% and the balance is domestic sales. Quantity of camshafts sold during Q1 FY23. Quantity of as-cast camshafts sold during Q1 FY23 decreased by 6.86% year to year and increased by 15.19% quarter and quarter to 1.25 million. Quantity of machined camshaft sold during Q1 FY23 decreased by 2.75% Q to Q, quarter to quarter, and increased by 50.30% quarter to quarter to 0.83 million. Total camshaft sold during Q1 FY23 decreased by 5.26% quarter to quarter and increased by 27.06% quarter to quarter to 2.09 million. Now coming to the consolidated business performance, total consolidated income for FY23 increased by 10.97% year on year to rupees 240.97 crores. EBITDA for Q1 FY23 decreased by 13.16% year on year to rupees 27.40 crores. PBT for Q1 FY23 is rupees 17 crores and PAT is 4.19 crores. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY23 is 11.37% and PAT is 1.74%. Now coming to our group company's revenue for Q1 FY23, MEMCO, MFT and EMOS. Revenue of MEMCO rupees 20 crores. Revenue of MFT rupees.
Sorry to interrupt. Ma'am, could you please repeat the last line, please?
Yeah, now coming to our group companies, revenue for Q1 FY23, MEMCO, MFT and EMOS. Revenue of MEMCO rupees 12.90 crores. Revenue of MFT rupees 37.90 crores. And revenue of EMOS rupees 42.47 crores. With this, we would like to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Vijay Jadhav from Precision Camshafts Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all management. I'm really excited to hear from our CMD that soon they will be assembling the line of electric vehicles. I am really excited for this. I would like to know from the management whether you have any kind of joint venture with other leading companies for any kind of commercial launch and distribution and stuff, and what will be your capital expansion? Is there any plan for capital expansion as such for your company? Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your question. At this point of time, we are not able to share further details about our partnerships. However, we are not signing any joint ventures with companies in India for expansion of our EV business. However, like I said in the call, we have already signed up with several customers across India, large customers across India, details of which we can share in the coming quarters once the product is ready. And at this point of time, we are not looking at any additional capital expense.
Mr. Jadhav, any further questions?
No, I'm really satisfied.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Shubham Jain. Please go ahead. An individual
Karan,
investor.
Karan, hi, how are you? I had a few questions, yeah. One is on this EMOS thing. Okay, we hit a peak top line of 50 crores, I think, around a couple of quarters back, and then all of a sudden it just dipped down because I think we had some issues in terms of sourcing raw materials, etc., from due to the war in Ukraine and Russia, right? And now we have come back to 42 crores. Okay, now I just wanted to know whether the situation is normalized, and, you know, I believe that this is not loss of sales, it is only deferment of, you know, sales. Is my understanding correct on the
EMOS bit of this? Yes, so there is no loss of sale, no loss of order book at this point of time. However, given the uncertainty that continues, the supply chain bottlenecks do exist, and we are still working to get back to complete normalcy. But I think at this point of time, given the uncertainty, it would be hard to say when exactly that would be. But again, order book seems to be very much protected at this point.
Yeah, and secondly, also, you had earlier mentioned, and I think I read in, I think, the annual report as well, you know, you had put up another, you know, space in Netherlands, another factory space. Is that up an operation, and has that started contributing to the top line of the company there?
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah. It has been operational for almost a year now.
Achha, almost a year now, okay. And coming back to the e-mobility business in India, I mean, you these agreements which with your customers, these are only what, I mean, only retrofitting of vehicles, or would it also entail, you know, some sort of, you know, OEM supplies as well?
At this point of time, we are talking about conversions and retrofits, but I think we will be able to give you more details on these lines in the coming quarters once we have more clarity.
Okay. Any estimate of when the first product will be rolled out here from the factories? In which
I will not be able to give you that estimate at this point of time, unfortunately.
Okay. But do we see this coming in this financial year, or is it going to get pushed to the next financial year? That at least you can tell us.
Like I said, so I think it would be unfair to kind of provide that at this point of time. We are in the development. The development has been very positive. And we still continue to work with the government authorities for certification, for homologation, etc. So it would be unfair to give an estimate at this point of time, but it would be in the coming quarters, like I said.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Got it, yeah. Thanks, Gordon.
Thank you.
Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Panjul Agarwal from Green Portfolio Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Around 250 vehicles were supposed to be dispatched to Solapur Municipal Corporation by the end of 2022. So, sir, is there any delay for that? So, can we expect revenue recognition to begin from quarter three?
No, I think there is some misunderstanding. Solapur Municipal Corporation has 250 vehicles in their fleet. The MOU as it stands today is that we will be providing them with 3 vehicles for a trial basis by the end of this year. And we still hope to achieve that. It's not an order of 250 vehicles.
All right, sir. So we are expecting to deliver them the 3 vehicles by the end of this year.
We are still hoping that we will be able to, yes.
Okay. Revenue from EMOS, sir, can you give a breakdown of how much the revenue was from retrofitting and how much was from e-driveline kits?
Approximately 40% from conversions or retrofits and 60% from kits, approximately.
Okay. So have we received any Indian orders for this subsidiary, for EMOS? Mm-hmm.
No. As we have been mentioning in our annual reports as well as con calls, the business of EMOS in the Netherlands is completely focused on the European market. There is tremendous amount of demand there, which is mostly driven by policy and regulation. And we have a good customer base there, and we continue to focus the EMOS business as a subsidiary in Europe. A separate division has been created in India for e-mobility initiatives, which is on the LCV front.
All right, sir. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a follow-up question from the line of Shubham Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Karan, would the e-mobility business be housed under PCL, or you're planning to set up a new subsidiary to house this e-mobility India business?
No, at this point of time, it would be under PCL itself.
Okay. Okay, one question I had is on this non-engine business you had spoken, right? We had earlier also had a chat that we want to diversify from, you know, camshafts to non-engine business. What is the progress there? I mean, you know, have you started, booking revenues from the non-engine business, or will it take some time? Or what percentage of the revenues are now coming from, if we have started booking, what percentage is coming from the non-engine business?
We have got new business, which is from the non-engine component space, particularly the braking systems area for commercial vehicles. The serial supplies have not yet started, but our parts are already in the customer pipeline. And I will not be able to say what percentage of revenue it is at this point of time, because it's only ramping up. But we do see that we have additional orders from the non-engine category going forward in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Can we safely assume that probably your dependency from 100% at PCL level will come down to like 60-70% in the next 2 to 3 years time on the camshaft side of business?
That is our target. We hope that 25% or so comes from non-camshaft or non-engine components by 2025. But like I said in the speech also, that we have been gaining new contracts within the camshaft business from old and new customers, and volumes continue to increase. And I think PCL, as one of the largest camshaft manufacturers in the world at this point of time, we are poised to look at new developments for OEMs around the world.
Related to this, one question I had is, while I understand that number of a majority of the camshafts in-house by large companies as well, right? Because you hold a 10% market share globally, and besides you, there are two other players who hold similar kind of, you know, market share. Probably 50-60% is still within, which is in-house, right? And are you seeing those capacities moving out? Because, you know, ultimately what is happening is the market is shrinking. So it is moving out and coming to you.
I mean, OEMs are looking at offshoring or outsourcing more of their in-house capacities, but this would be over a longer period of time.
Okay. And there has been some improvement in margin compared to the last quarter. And I just wanted to understand, was it due to the fall in the prices of the raw materials, the commodity prices falling down, and that's why the improvement has come in, or is there any other reason for improvement in margins?
That's particularly the main reason, softening of prices, commodity prices.
Okay. So you expect the margins to improve because commodity prices are softening globally, so shipping is also going down globally. So,
yes.
So the margins should improve going ahead for at least for the PCL service. Yeah. And EMOS also has seen some erosion in margins, if I'm not wrong, right? And was this particularly due to this war situation which has happened?
Look, I think you have to look at EMOS separately. It is not a typical manufacturing large volume business like what we do in the rest of the companies. It is heavily engaged in R&D as well. There is a lot of development that we look at for the future. There are people, there are systems that are set up so that we are future ready. And I think that it would be difficult to look at EMOS as a quarterly business delivering fixed EBITDA margins per quarter. I hope that clarifies.
So, but on an annualized basis, we maintain 10% EBITDA margin, what I presume, right?
Yes, we would hope so.
Okay. Fantastic. I have no more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. You may press star and one to ask a question. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining this Q1 FY23 con call of Proceedings & Shares Limited. I hope we've been able to answer most of your queries, and we do look forward to your participation in the next quarter. Thank you again for joining. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
On behalf of Precision's Camshafts Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.